What's up, guys? We are back once again, and we are going to be talking about another movie today. And I know a lot of people probably know about this film, or if you don't, then again, you're not a 90s kid, or you just haven't seen this film. We are going to be talking about Kazam. Dang, man. It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, or even know someone that has seen this movie. This was in 96, starring Shaquille O'Neal as Kazam. We have Francis Carper playing as Max, who Max is a kind of a delinquent in a way. He's wanting to know more about his father. He's raised by a single mother, and his mother has a boyfriend. They don't get along. And he gets picked on at school. He has issues at school. And when he's trying to run away from bullies, one day he comes across a big jukebox and or a boombox. And he knocks it a couple times. And then Kazam comes out, a.k.a. Shaquille O'Neal. And he is a genie that, again, grants you three wishes. Max doesn't want to accept it. So he's thinking, oh, he's nuts. He's this. He's that. And a lot of these songs in here was really freestyling between Shaquille O'Neal and Max. I thought that was really cool because there was one scene that I remember between the candy and then with him playing basketball and then also with him doing like the rap with Max saying like, you know, I am Kazam, I got the whole plan, you know, all this. And come to find out, Max's dad, he actually comes across him, who is a music producer in the music scene, but he's also working with some dangerous people, and they start realizing how good Kazam is, and they want to make him into a superstar. And when this happens, Kazam starts learning how it is to be a not only human but also a rapper. And now that he's finally making money, he's being noticed. Some of this is actually taking into effect of him wanting to become human and wanting to not be a genie, because he's been a genie for so many years. He's been a slave to being, you know, like, hey, you know, like, as, you know, Robin Williams said, you know, like, so poof, like, poof, what do you need? Poof, what do you need? Poof, what do you need? You know, things of that nature. And Kazam and Max develop this bond, and they become very good friends. And Kazam almost becomes like another father figure to him as well, because that's what Max needs. He needs a father figure. He needs someone that cares about him. He needs someone that's going to be there. And I remember watching this movie a lot when I was a kid. I remember watching this movie so many times. It was absolutely hilarious. I think one of my favorite scenes in here is when he presents himself to be like a tutor or a teacher, and he's getting the French toast to fly around in the kitchen, and he finally, he's like telling him, he's like, and then his mom's like, Max, and he's like, what? And he just eats it, and then he eats it too, and all you hear is, you know, and he just like closes his mouth. And when he's trying to get this one to see, and again, it makes me laugh because I'm getting so many memories where he's in his room and he's looking at him, and he goes, he's like, oh man, you smell like hippopotamus butt. And he just sniffs. He's like, damn. And he just didn't realize he stunk that bad. So again, I think Shaquille O'Neal does such a good job with this, man. I mean, I really enjoyed this character. It was a funny character. It was a lovable character. And it was almost like a different version of Aladdin. It is the best way to describe it. It was a different version of Aladdin. And I truly enjoy this film. If you guys have never seen this film, definitely give it a shot. It's hilarious. It's good 90s. It makes you feel like you're in the 90s. It was made in the 90s. It's not a long movie. It's like an hour and 35 minutes. It's not that long. Watch it with your significant other. Watch it with your family. Watch it by yourself. It's on Disney Plus. It was a Disney movie. I highly recommend this movie. If you guys have not seen it, let me know what you guys think. If you guys have seen it, let me know what you think. But either way, let me know down in the comments down below what you guys thought about this movie. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you as always on the next one.